You know, this show's all about people who are just trying to get by. And I always say, you know, hug your loved ones. And but the real spiritual leader for me and for many of us who has talked about be kind to one another. You can disagree, but in the end, humanity is first. Has been a man who's been known as Canada's rabbi. He's practiced in Ottawa as the leader of the Jewish community in Ottawa, in a congregation in Ottawa. Born in New York, now 76. Dr. Reuven Bulka. Yeah, Dr. Rabbi Reuven Bulka. And Rabbi Bulka is everybody's rabbi. And you've probably seen him at Remembrance Day, standing beside prime ministers. After 9/11, I remember covering 9/11, and Rabbi Bulka was one of the first to reach out to Muslim communities. In any time of crisis, he prefers unity. Well, now he's getting reached out himself. The man everyone has loved and depended on, who had a program on CFRA in Ottawa, Rabbi Bulka, for many years, is battling an advanced stage of pancreatic and liver cancer. And he's good enough to join us now. And Rabbi Bulka, first of all, you know it's an honor always to speak with you. And I love seeing you and I love listening to you. And how you doing?
Thanks, Evan. I guess under the circumstances, as best as possible. I sometimes try to say to myself, it's an out-of-body experience. They're talking about somebody else, or that it's not really happening. Because right now I'm feeling well, and it's only the medical charts that are a problem. But I know the reality, and I may be kidding, but you can't escape reality.
Well, tell us what happened, Rabbi Bulka. When did you find out about this diagnosis?
It all came by accident, Evan. I was a little bit more than a month ago. I was not feeling well. I got dehydrated. I took a pretty serious fall in the house. My nose broke, and I was rushed to the hospital. And they fixed the nose. Thankfully, they didn't need any surgery. And whilst I was there, they did some tests, and then. Actually, ironically, just a few hours before I was about to go to a rehab place just to get the muscles toned a little bit from being there for such a long time and taking so many tests. It was over the course of the holidays, so tests weren't happening in rapid fire fashion. So the last test they took I don't know, was a doctor's hunch. And that was the game changer. They found a pretty advanced cancer in the pancreas. And that's not a fun place. And it's not operable. And so that changed everything. Instead of going back to rehab, I came back home. And we had to now then regroup and strategize about what we do for whatever approach. Still not 100% clear on where that goes, but you know, gathering all the information, I must say that we have lots to be grateful for. Our healthcare system is pretty darn good, to use a non-rabbinic term. They were, and people say, yeah, it's easy for you to say because you're a rabbi and all that. When I was in the hospital, I wasn't in the room on my own. I was in a room with someone else on the other side. And I could hear the goings-on that were happening all the time. And there was not one person in the hospital, whether it was the doctor, whether it was the clinician, whether it was the person taking blood, was the person delivering the breakfast, lunch, or supper, was the person cleaning the room, who wasn't upbeat, respectful, kind, considerate, and I'm not talking about to me, I'm talking about to everyone around.
Yeah.
I know that people have complaints about the healthcare system. No system is perfect, as you and I know, but ours is pretty good. We have people who care, and that's the most important thing.
Rabbi Bulka, I'm speaking to you, and we're gonna keep Rabbi Bulka on till the end of our program today, because there is this incredible night coming up that I want to talk about, this worldwide prayer rally to be held for quote Canada's rabbi. Now you're back. You've gone back to New York to be with your family? Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah. So my family is all in New York, and COVID made it the only option, because coming in became it's a major problem of coming into the country.
Well, you got five kids, you know.
Yeah, and so they and they're all in the general area, so we was a wise thing to do.
I want to talk how you're approaching this, because I think, you know, cancer has afflicted so many people, and people are listening. Everybody's been touched by it. And how much have your spiritual life as a rabbi, comforting others who have had it, how much has that informed your perspective? Or are you suddenly like, oh my gosh, experiencing this is much different than helping this?
No, so that's a very good question. Actually, because of the fact that I've been in this, for all my life, going back over 50 years, so I've seen the good, the bad, the ugly, the upsetting, the tragic, and you have to be totally stupid or oblivious to think that this is going to happen to everybody else, but not to you. That you, so-and-so, have a divine right to live forever. That doesn't, the world doesn't work that way. Life doesn't work that way. So I am confronting this and seeing it, and seeing the pain and the agony and anguish of people who have gone through it. It awakens to the idea that you have to be realistic, and it's turned me, firstly into confronting this, obviously, and then to approach every day as a precious gift of life, and to try to do the best for as long as I can, without making demands, but actually just being grateful for the blessings that I have, rather than lamenting the things that I don't.
Yeah. And all those things are true, but the days are long, aren't they, Rabbi? And 3 a.m. is different than 3 p.m. And I'm sure you have, I want to talk about that. And we're going to take a short break, but, you know, making meaning out of your life is the key thing. And people, David Brooks writes, you know, people are always concerned about their work resume, but it's not about your resume. It's about what they're going to say at your eulogy. And you care about meaning in life more than your accomplishments. And I want to talk about meaning with Rabbi Bulka. And he's been our advisor and our kind leader and one of the great men in our country. And he's confronting a terrible battle. And I want to find out for you how he's doing that and shed some light on that as he continues to lead us down all the right roads. Rabbi Bulka, first of all, and I know you had a radio show on CFRA in Ottawa for a long time, and columns and books, and as you face this challenge, and it's real, talk about the role of fear, because people are afraid, and I don't know if we talk about that enough. How do you deal with the truth that this is frightening and you're facing something that is very scary? How do you deal with that?
Yeah, so I mean, that's if I had a magical answer to that, I would share it with you. I think that it's the fear is legitimate. It's a fear of an unknown. It's then you have this famous psalm: "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for the Lord is with me." I mean, it's a nice psalmic expression. But in the guts, people, when you're facing this unknown, it's a hard thing to do, especially given that the end result is something that we all want to avoid, even though we know that no one does avoid it. I think if someone fears, my first reaction would be to say I fully understand, and then to go and say, okay, it's not as if the right thing to do is to convince you that you have nothing to fear, because that's probably a little bit unrealistic, but rather to say, we live with anxieties, we live with hopes, we live with aspirations. Sometimes we also have to live with fear. And they say if you transmute that fear from a negative to a positive, and say, how do you channel the energy that comes from that fear into saying, okay, so it's going to happen, where it's inevitable for everyone, and we're afraid of it from happening. So what's the best thing to do? So I know it's a trite answer, but to say that the best thing that we can do is make our lives meaningful to the best of our ability, and leave the rest to higher powers. Unrealistic to just wipe the fear away as if it's non-existent, but channel whatever energies we have from it into doing something useful and long-lasting that impacts positively on others.
Meaningful life. You're right. Yeah. The search for meaning, the search for purpose, and you've done that. Is there? I'm interested in how your faith has helped you. Is there a prayer that you say that is particularly meaningful, Rabbi? Is there a psalm or something that you turn to that kind of resets you so you can regroup towards meaning?
No, I think more it's I don't think there's any magical one prayer that says, you know, you say these words, it's a mantra and it's going to turn you on. It's more the idea of it and whatever is said. So, for example, in our rituals, we have prayers three times a day, and they're all meaningful. They all move towards the direction of the centricity of purpose and obligation and responsibility. I think sometimes if we look for this magical elixir, it's going to avoid us. It's more the plodding. It's like saying, you know, you're not going to win the game by throwing a 95-yard touchdown pass. You're going to do it by grunting out 2 and 3 yard runs. And same thing in life. It's the regular day to day meaningful stuff that is most important.
You're so right. You're so right. And there's no magical answer. It's the work. In Judaism, of course, it's all about the action, right action. And you just keep doing it. And that is the transforming, the mending of the world is the transformational moment. Rabbi Bucha, talk a bit about regret. I mean, you've lived, in my view, an exemplary life, a life that we all emulate. It's a brilliantly meaningful life and continues to be family, community. But have you looked back and you said, gosh, I wish I did X or Y?
Oh, I'm loaded with that. The biggest thing is, I'm trying to think of time that I could have put to better use. I think anybody who lives a life where they have no regrets, there's got to be something missing from that life. We all have regrets. That's what makes us human. We're human, and therefore we, if I sometimes said maybe the wrong thing to someone that was misinterpreted, that's something that's a very, it's a source of pain and anguish. If there's an obligation that I failed to meet, if there's a person that I failed to call that needed me, or improvement is only going to happen when we realize that there's some things that we did that we could have done better.
Yeah.
There's some things that we failed to do that we should have done. And that's what makes us human. We're not angels. And anybody who says, I have no regrets, I'm a little bit scared when I hear that.
Yeah, we all do. We all must, and we all do. Rabbi, we've been following various people on as they've been, we call it kidnapped by circumstance, And if you, anytime you want to come on a regular basis to talk about, as you face this, something that, you know, we all are going to face, but no one wants it. And you're facing it with your usual candor and courage and humanity. And it's incredible. And I thank you for it. We love you. And we very much are with you. What do you make of this night that people are going to finally have this kind of online worldwide prayer rally for you?
Well, I was saying semi-jokingly, if it works and tomorrow I go to a clinic and they say my cancer has disappeared, we will have found a cure for cancer.
Let's hope.
Right. Worldwide rallies are the thing that gets rid of cancer. I am extremely grateful to anyone and everyone who is involved in this, and I appreciate it, and I wish everyone well. And at the very least, it's bringing everyone together from different walks of life and different political persuasions. And what it's really highlighting is the fact that underneath all of the veneers, we're all united in our common embrace of humanity and our common desire to live the best that we can and to have everybody else do the same. And really, as human beings, we're caring people, and we shouldn't forget that.
Beautifully said, as always. Our good friend, Rabbi Reuven Bulka, Canada's rabbi. We stay strong. I know it's a tough journey. We love you. We're with you. We're praying for you. We're thinking I'm with you, and you're welcome back anytime, Rabbi. Thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you. That's Rabbi Bulka. If all of us could face these challenges with his practical humanity, his acts of kindness and bravery, we'd be all right. Now, we're all carrying a load of invisible rocks, as I always say. And Rabbi Bulka's got very heavy. But I hope we take that and maybe make us feel better on a Blue Monday.